Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office. Not hard enough for the hard. You'd rather be riding in the wood or going fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. When your grammar school days were over, it was 1917, and you did the right and proper thing. You were just 18. You were never mentioned in dispatches. You never mentioned what you did or saw. You were just another keen young man in the mud and stink of war. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office. Not hard enough for the hard. You'd rather be singing the Pirate King, fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. You came home from the Great War with the pips of a captain's rank, a German officer's Luger, and no money in the bank. Your family sent you down the coal mine to learn to be captain there, but you didn't stand it very long. You needed the light in the air. Oh, you were never any good with money. Couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office. Not hard enough for the hard. You'd rather be watching the fullness fly or fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. When the Second War came along, you knew what should be done. You would re-enlist to teach young men the booby trap and the gun. And they sent you home to Yorkshire with a crew and a Lewis gun, so you could save your seaside town from the bombers of the Hun. Oh, you were never any good with money. Couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office. Not hard enough for the hard. You'd rather be finding the nightjar's nest or fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. And when my mother came to your door with a baby in her arms, her big hurt boy just 9 years old, trying to keep her from harm, if you'd have been a practical man, you would have been forewarned. You would have seen that it never could work, and I would have never been born. Proper work in your seaside town, so you come here looking for a job. You were storming at the power station just before I came along. Nobody talked about how you quit, but I know that's what you did. My mother said you were a selfish man, and I was your selfish kid. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office. Not hard enough for the heart. And your Norton, it was soon gone, along with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. You showed me Eyebright and Edgeo, Speedwell and Traveler's Joy. You showed me how to use my eyes when I was just a boy. Taught me how to love a song, and all you knew of nature's ways, the greatest gifts I've ever known, and I use them every day. Oh, you were never any good with money. You couldn't even hold a job. not steady enough for the office, maybe not hard enough for the heart. You'd rather be riding in Norton, going fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money, you couldn't even hold a job.
Yeah.
Lord Bateman runs an inn out on the A65, sort of place where everybody drinks before they drive. Weekends runs a motorbike to Scarborough and back. He's not too many brandies from a second heart attack. John Barleycorn, he walks the land and drinks at Bateman's Inn, and every evening toasts to all the things that might have been. Tells the world that once he had a trial for Hulk-A-R. Now he watches them on TV in the corner of the bar. Lord Bateman gets up early, lifts the latches on the gate. Seven horses stabled and the family sleeping late. 1,400 acres, two daughters and a son. He'll ride the eastern coast and back before the morning's done. John Barleycorn, he's up at dawn and working off the pier. Same thing every day of every week of every year. Here's Lord Bateman racing by along the county lanes, and pulls his jacket tight against the coming of the rain. Lord Bateman meets the storm that's coming in from the shore, speeding over Quarry Hill at 85 or more. There's rain to take the wheels away, rain among the glass, and rain to wash the blood into the tarmac and the grass. In the months to come, John Barleycorn, he sits and drinks his fill, measures out his life between his pocket and the till. So down the generations, Bateman's son behind the bar, while Barleycorn, he sips his beer and watches Hulk-A-R.
I'd like to help them out. I do among them. No food in the game.
children are crying. Big fish are jumping. I've got no wings so I can fly. I've got to find a job, but I can't find one. I've got to pay my rent, but I can't pay it. I've got to buy some yield, but prices have gone up. I've got to ask myself, when is this gonna stop? Hush, little baby, and don't you cry. No, no, don't you cry.
Otra vez. Me into paradise. My name is Fruitland Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
When they ask me if I want to be buried or cremated, I try to imagine how it feels to be a fleck of ash or bones in earth incarcerated, and to tell the truth, neither much appeals. But in the end it doesn't matter, 'cause you're nowhere when it's over. When it's over, it's forever and forever and a day. All I hope is not to suffer when I'm gripped by icy terror, and I, please excuse the cliché, pass away. Sitting in the front row with a skull cap on his head, I caught his eye as I was just about to sing. So I called, "Hey, Mr. Lazarus, how was it being dead?" He said, "I didn't feel a thing, no, not a thing." So there's nothing to be fearful of, that nothing's what I'm fearful of, and dying's an indignity that fills me with dismay. Let me not linger like my mother in a coma, give me rather some dull opiate to speed me on my way. Double, he's the stalker in my nightmares, he's the offstage villain waiting for his cue. He's the joker with a flick knife who grinningly declares, "Look on the bright side, sir, when you die, I die too." Now I know it's not good manners to be singing about dying, but the melody, at least you must agree, is anodyne. And we're none of us immortal, and I'm training for the day when I no longer feel the hand that's holding mine. And I'm glad I had the luck to take this brief flash of a journey, and despite the grief and anguish, I'll be sorry to depart. So it's thank you for the roses and the sunlight on the water, all the love and all the songs that warm my heart. All the love and all the songs that warm my heart.
Días que no te vi. dinheiro, dinheiro só pra gastar. Que saudade tenho do tempo de outrora. Que vida que eu levo agora. Já me sinto esgotado e cansado de penar.
Meu Deus.
Sem haver uma solução. De que me serve um saco cheio de dinheiro pra comprar um quilo de feijão? Me diga, gente.
De que me serve um saco cheio de dinheiro pra comprar um quilo de feijão?
No tempo do 10 e do 20 se vivia muito bem, sem haver reclamação. Eu ia no armazém do seu Manuel com um tostão, trazia um quilo de feijão. Depois que inventaram o tal cruzeiro, eu trago o embrulhinho na mão e deixo um saco de dinheiro. Ai, ai, meu Deus.
Depois que inventaram o tal cruzeiro, eu trago o embrulhinho na mão e deixo um saco de dinheiro.
Agora é comigo, gente!
Meu Deus, mas para que tanto dinheiro? Dinheiro só pra gastar. Que saudade tenho do tempo de outrora. Que vida que eu levo agora. Já me sinto esgotado e cansado de penar.
Meu Deus.
Sem haver uma solução. De que me serve um saco cheio de dinheiro pra comprar um quilo de feijão?
De que me serve?
De que me serve um saco cheio de dinheiro pra comprar um quilo de feijão?
No tempo do 10 e do 20 se vivia muito bem, sem haver reclamação. Eu ia no armazém do seu Manuel com um tostão, trazia um quilo de feijão. E agora, gente?
Depois que inventaram o tal cruzeiro, eu trago o embrulhinho na mão e deixo um saco de dinheiro.
Ai, ai, meu Deus.
Depois que inventaram o tal cruzeiro, eu trago o embrulhinho na mão e deixo um saco de dinheiro.
Ai, ai, meu Deus.
Depois que inventaram o tal cruzeiro, eu trago o embrulhinho na mão e deixo um saco de dinheiro.
Ai, ai, meu Deus.
Depois que inventaram o tal cruzeiro, eu trago o embrulhinho na mão e deixo um saco de dinheiro.
Ai, ai, meu Deus.
Oh, change. You are the reason I've been waiting so long. Somebody holds the key. Well, I'm living and I just think of the time. Oh, and I'm wasted and I can't find my way home.
My name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Your hotel, it's okay. I wanna get away on a holiday. is how it works. It feels a little worse than when we drove our hearse right through that